It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A look at the Old Farmer's Almanac shows lots of non-alcoholic moonshine ahead, with two full moons in the months of January and March. This calls for the use of the term blue moon, a popular definition for the second full moon that makes an appearance within a month. So we've started the new year out with a full wolf moon on the first night of the month, followed by a last quarter moon, a new moon, a first quarter moon, and ending the month on January 31st with that somewhat rare second full moon appearance, commonly called a full old moon. This will be followed by the month of February, which this year has no full moon at all. But hold on, because then here comes March, and a rare second month of the year that boasts both a full moon on the first night and another blue moon on the last night of the month. The term blue moon is not steeped in Native American lore or ancient tradition, and it definitely is not based on astronomical fact. It actually became a part of everyday speech in the 1940s due to a printing mistake in an astronomical magazine. The term's popularity caught on, largely based on its use in pop music lyrics of the time. However, there is some contention in the musical ranks because the popular song titled Blue Moon was originally written in 1934, then rewritten and sung in an MGM movie in 1935. Since the astronomical use of the term didn't appear until 11 years later, musical purists can obviously present various historical arguments. But no matter the birth of the term, its meaning basically refers to something that occurs very rarely as happening once in a blue moon. Most months have only one full moon, and a second or blue moon will occur on average about every 2.5 years. So our upcoming year is truly special because of two blue moons within a 3-month period. Some folks believe the term blue moon refers to the color of the moon as it rises. And at certain times, a rising full moon can seem to have a tint of color, but it's actually caused by dust particles or smoke in the air. Colorful moons were noted after massive forest fires in Sweden and Canada in the early 1950s. There is also a report from the Scott's expedition to the Antarctic in 1911 that a thick snowstorm caused the moon to appear blue. And the volcanic eruption of Krakatoa in 1883 is still noted in the record books as causing the moon to appear blue for nearly 2 years. More recently in the U.S., the eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980 turned the moon blue for a brief time. So a brief look back at the development and history of the term blue moon leaves us with a look ahead to a year with a double occurrence of blue moons. It also presents us with high hopes for a successful gardening year under the many moons named on Native American calendars. Let's look forward to monthly moons that forecast success in growing earthworms, tree sap, flowers, grasses, strawberries, and corn, and then completing the gardening cycle with a traditional harvest moon on September 24th. For now, we'll have to be content with waiting by the fireside, with the latest seed catalogs and the Old Farmer's Almanac in hand.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.